We are arriving at CFWC number 3A. Actually, I had numbered them incorrectly before. I said we were beginning number 4, but it was really, we were ending 2B and not number 3. Cosmic Fire webinar commentaries number 3A, and we have been considering what a creative hierarchy really is as an aggregation of monads. And we're talking about the septenary nature of these different aggregations of monads. There's a horizontal septenariness, or septenary, that connects with the different rays on which they are found, and a vertical septenary in terms of their function. And some of this has come through to us in the seven initiations of man, in a way, and also the seven, a number of functions of the solar angels, which imply that there could be a seven, and the seven root races of man, and so forth. But now the question is a simultaneous septenary. Let's see here. No. Okay. Okay, so we are looking for what I call here simultaneous septenaries. Not that they are functioning in a sevenfold manner over time, but they have seven parallel functions, or seven types, with seven parallel functions each. Simultaneous septenaries. And we discussed the hierarchies as transmitters of force from sources extraneous to the solar system to forms within the solar system. So beyond the ring pass knot of our solar logos, which would involve forces of the zodiacal constellations, forces of the seven rays cosmically considered, forces of the, in general, the great constellations, which are chakras, in the one about whom naught may be said. Basically, every creative hierarchy is also a mediator between spirit and matter, and is standing midway in almost all cases between the higher energies and the lower, or between the archetype and the form which eventually is to approximate that archetype. We finally reached hierarchy number 1. Okay. And here it is. And I just want to say that what I will say and what I have said about these is to be taken as an attempt to gather links and associations which may shed further light, to offer some clarification, but of course leaving much that could be said unsaid, not because I'm choosing to leave it unsaid, but because I just don't know enough to say it. But information will gradually gather from hints about these hierarchies, and if enough links are offered, we may be able to constellate a true picture of these creative hierarchies. The first great hierarchy is emanated from the, this is interesting, from the heart of the central spiritual sun, and this suggests a threefold monad of the solar logos. And if I can demonstrate what I mean, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll get out two of these pictures, and yes, I think this will be the thing to do, and AAB diagrams, and we'll go to number 8. All right. So now we'll have two of these, and number eight will show us that the human monad is threefold: will, wisdom, and activity. We are not shown what the monad of the Soto Logos is, but we expect to find it within this green triangle, which I consider to be a breakout of the one about whom naught may be said. Within this tiny triangle, I consider there to be contained many constellations, and the seven great constellations, or perhaps even ten, of the one about whom naught may be said, three of them being the higher analog to the three persons of the Trinity. And the reason I say this is because not only are the seven major stars of the Great Bear emanating from it, and yet its color is green, as I think Keith Bailey, who provided the coloring for us on this, wisely indicated, our own, it says, the causal body of a Soto Logos. I assume this can be our Soto Logos, as it does not seem to be one of these seven. And so that the fact that this particular Soto Logos comes out of this green triangle shows us as well, in my view, that more than one group of stars are found within here. And this Soto Logos, I assume to be one of seven major solar logoi in our seven solar systems, of which ours is one. I consider each one of these little triangles to be what is called the unknown, when looked at in terms of this tabulation on page 293. I assume it to be the unknown, which has seven constellations for its vehicles. And I assume that each one of the seven solar systems, both the seven solar systems of which ours is one, is a cosmic logos, and the seven stars of the Great Bear plus numerous other stars is a cosmic logos as well. That at least two cosmic logoi, and of course I'm going to say seven or ten, are coming out of this little triangle, and not just the rishis of the Great Bear alone. If it were the rishis, they would be coming out of the wrong triangle, as far as I'm concerned. They should be coming out of triangle number one, because they are, in the words of Stephen Pugh, the cosmic Manu. So they don't belong coming out of the third triangle. But if this third triangle represents the Pleiades, then we're quite okay. And that would be the central system. More than 1,000 stars have been noticed or determined. I just recently read in the, I think it was in the Wikipedia, you know, seemingly trustworthy to make a statement like that. And it's the central system in the great one about whom naught may be said, and contains cosmic logoi as its as its chakras. So that's my reasoning there, and it's emanated from the heart of the central spiritual sun. Well, what we notice here is that, let's see, we'll go back here, and we'll say that every monad is threefold. And the heart of the central spiritual sun would be that aspect of the central spiritual sun correlated with wisdom. And it would be, well, you know, the ultimate source of emanation would be on the cosmic monadic plane. Now, these hierarchies are also connected with energies that come from the second circle of petals of the causal body. So I'm not saying that there's a direct emanation from the cosmic monadic plane to the first hierarchy, but there is a line of connection, so it seems. The word central spiritual sun is not going to mean Alcyone here, nor is it going to mean the monadic nature of the human being. It's going to mean, as far as I can understand, the monadic nature of the solar logos. It is the son of God himself, so it is connected with the first logos. Oop, that's flame, isn't it? So the first logos, who is the no, I'm sorry, second logos, the second logos, who is the representative of the Son in the three persons of the Logoic Trinity. So if we go farther, we'll see that it is connected with this particular being, the love, wisdom, Son of the solar logos. Now, as I've said, Leo is that particular sign which has more of the second ray in it than any of the three fire signs. It does represent soul and consciousness and the sonship. It is the five, and in the Tetractys, the five is beneath the one. Aries the father, Leo the son. Aries the one, Leo the five. The two and the five are together in sonship, and Sagittarius represents the Holy Spirit, the animating Holy Spirit. So it is the Son of God himself. Now, sometimes the Son of God is considered to be the it's considered to be the solar the soul nature of the solar logos, the firstborn in a cosmic sense, even as the Christ was the eldest in a vast family of brothers. And so it means of this hierarchy. Of this hierarchy, it means a high achievement and a first achievement. It's called here the first flower, even as the Christ was the first flower on the human plant. We wonder then, is this being who connects with the second aspect of divinity the first flower on the logoic plant in some sense? Perhaps the first flower on the solar-logoic plant. And the symbol for this hierarchy is the golden lotus with its 12 petals folded, meaning that the complete unfoldment has not occurred, suggesting that the complete unfoldment of this hierarchy has not yet occurred. It is also the color of the human heart center, according to Leadbeater and C.W. Leadbeater, and D.K. has published Leadbeater's readings of these chakras and his sense of their colors. You know, I want to straighten out an idea here that sometimes it might be thought that we're dealing with a hierarchy, which is the solar logos itself. And, you know, I've wrestled with this idea. I do not think the proportion warrants it. If the monad of the human being originates on plane number two and then expresses two cosmic subplanes below, I do not see how this being, the beings here, can be somehow the solar logos with its monad on plane number two, cosmically considered. And then it would be expressing one, two, three, four. Four complete cosmic planes below on the cosmic physical plane. The proportion is just too vast. So it seems to me that this is a group of lives, obviously not born in our solar system at all, but who have achieved highly in previous solar systems. It is closely related to our sun. Its sign is Leo. It lives in they live in the Sea of Fire. The planet, so-called planet, is the sun. The color orange is associated with the first ray and with the fifth. And Blavatsky associates the color orange with the sun. It's the day of the week here is Sunday, the supreme energy, Parashakti. It is within the Sea of Fire, And so its element is fire, but air is also involved, I suppose, in relation to the Buddhic quality, to some cosmic Buddhic quality. Its number is 7, but from below, so it has to do with, in a way, the first plane of manifestation, reversing the 7 and the 1, but it's also 6, and it will tell us of various sixth-ray qualities which this particular hierarchy has. And of course its ray is also 1, which comes through Leo, as does the fifth ray, connecting it with the color orange. Their names, the divine flames and the divine lives, and they are the paramount hierarchy. I suppose if somebody achieves the 7th initiation, they step into the influence of these great lives, and perhaps, you know, just the way the solar angels have a great deal to do with a number of initiations, but also especially with the 3rd, we could say that these divine flames have influence within the 7th initiation, because it's the 7th plane. I feel there must be a connection also with the divine flames and the 5th creative hierarchy in its higher aspect. In other words, here's the Sun and then here's Venus, and we're talking about the upright Venus and not the inverted five-pointed star, which seems to relate more to the crocodiles, which are the personality in which devour the heart, demanding reincarnation of the one who fails the test of the scales in the Osirian mysteries of Egypt. His heart is not as light as a feather. His heart is not flying. He's not a flying heart, and the solar angels cannot return to their origin when the heart is heavier than a feather. So let's see what else is said. I mean, you know, we're dealing with stupendous lives here. The first of the manifested hierarchies, and it has a lot to do still with the love aspect and with the sun aspect. We might say, looking for the planet which is connected to it, either Uranus or Vulcan can be connected. Interestingly enough, Vulcan has to do with the heart of the sun, we are told in one of the references. And Uranus has to do with a great line of energy from Sirius through Pisces to Uranus and to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet, and thus is also found upon a second ray line. What we have there is two planets that have a first ray to them, Uranus Monad and Vulcan Sol, and yet are connected with the second ray line. So the supreme energy, as far as our cosmic physical plane is concerned. Also, the three persons of the Logoic Trinity find their place here, or at least they find a mode of expression. I mean, I'm not saying that the solar logos doesn't find a powerful mode of expression here on the first plane. It does. I'm simply saying that it seems to be manifesting through this kind of hierarchy, and that we're not dealing with the hierarchy of which our solar logos is a member. The three persons of the Trinity are the home of what I consider to be the volatile essence, or the real monadic essence. In other words, when I say monadic essence, I don't mean, you know, substance. I mean the essence of the monad. When the monad is liberated from the from sevenness, it goes to threeness. Every monad has three possible subrays, and they are expressed on the monadic plane. The monadic ray on the monadic plane is, I'm beginning to think, or at least I'm tending in that direction, the subray of the true monad, which has to be one of three, and which finds its place within one of the three great vehicles in the sea of fire. And notice here there are three, and it says the three logoi, not the one logos, but the three Logoi, who are the three persons of the Trinity. All right, so the first great hierarchy is emanated from the heart of the central spiritual Son. It is the Son of God himself, even as the monad is the heart center, or as the egoic lotus is the heart center of the monad. So it's connected with the heart of God in a way, because it's the heart center of the central spiritual Son. So it has group of lives has a connection with both the first ray and the second ray. Second ray. No, that's subray. S-R-Y. Second ray. Okay. It's the firstborn in a cosmic sense, even as the Christ was the eldest in a vast family of brothers. Is that the firstborn in a way, or the highest achieving of the manifested creative hierarchies? As I say, if the solar angels, who I believe are lower than this hierarchy, at least they're manifesting members of the fifth creative hierarchy, if they achieved release as a human being in the previous solar system and went for solar angelic training, so are beyond man by a single and important step, the members of this creative hierarchy are far beyond man. And the first flower on the human plant, that was the Christ. So these maybe are the first flower on the solar logoic plant. A golden lotus with its 12 petals folded. So we cannot escape the heart center association, even though we are dealing with the first subplane. Sanatkumara has his focus here. SK is the lion, the king, and his focus, his major focus on the cosmic physical plane is within the sea of fire, where this group has its supreme energy. The truest identity of the monad on the cosmic physical plane is within this sea of fire. And remember that Leo is the paramount sign of identity. Well, you know, it's very clear that we're dealing with issues far beyond our ken. We cannot solve the problem of the solar angels, nor know all about them, and these are far far greater lives. You know, there were times when I thought, well, really, the planetary Logoi are manifesting here in the second of the creative hierarchies. And the solar Logoi are manifesting really as members of the first creative hierarchy, but it didn't seem to... there are ways in which it makes sense and other ways in which it makes no sense at all. And as I say, the gap. See, you always want to look at where is the monad of the hierarchies that we find here. And it's my thought that when you look at the human hierarchy, you know exactly where the monad is. But when you look at the hierarchy below them, in a very sacrificial way, they are focusing here, and the monad must necessarily focus on the, I think, cosmic astral plane, because that's what it takes to reach Sirius and to be trained as a solar angel. So if the monad of this hierarchy is on the cosmic astral plane, then it may be that since these creative hierarchies relate to the second circle, of petals in the solar logos, that their monad will be found on the cosmic astral plane. Energies from that second circle of petals reach them. But of course, since all these monads are really part of the solar egoic monad, they are somehow contained within it. And that is a great mystery, and seems to relate them in some way as well to the cosmic monadic plane. But as you know, as you see here, the human monad is located here. We have, this is the statement, a human monad. But on every one of these planes, which are cosmic planes, there is a monadic level. So if there is a monadic level, something corresponding to the monad, a monadic level here, a monadic level here, a monadic level on the cosmic buddhic, and so forth, it may be that different types of monadic lives, higher than the human, more experienced than the human, are finding their places on different ones of the monadic sublevels of the various cosmic planes. Like, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all to find the monad of the solar angels having graduated from the cosmic physical plane, really to find their place on the monadic sublevel of the cosmic astral plane. And I would look for different types of beings to have their monad on the second sublevel of these various planes, including when we finally got to a solar logos or a planetary logos, to have its monad on the second level. Well, the levels can vary, of course, you know, depending on the ray of the monad, but at least on the cosmic monadic plane. Yeah, cosmic monadic plane. And if it's on the second sub-level, it would be in keeping with our present solar system, and on the third, perhaps entities that have more to do with the previous solar system. Just in the same way that we have some human monads which are found on this third level, having to work their way to the second level, where the majority of second-ray monads are found, and you kind of wonder about first-ray monads, whether in the human sense they might not be found here on the cosmic monadic first sublevel. It should be remembered that this hierarchy is literally the sixth. This means that if you count from the first creative hierarchy, which DK tells us about, it is actually and literally number six. So it's going to have to do, you know, the heart of the sun, Neptune, the sixth ray, and all of that will be implicated, associated. Heart of sun, Neptune, sixth ray, all implicated. For five creative hierarchies have passed on, being the product of an earlier solar system. Notice the word, being the product of the earlier solar system. Now, should it be an earlier? Sometimes it seems that he uses the word an, and sometimes the. The previous solar system, the earlier solar system, would mean the previous solar system. But an earlier solar system would mean somehow in association with our solar logos in one of four solar systems that preceded our present second major but fifth in a sequence of solar systems, wherein intelligence or manas was the goal. Well, these creative hierarchies, these creative hierarchies had a large expression in the previous solar system. That's what we're being told. And they are connected with manas. And the previous solar system was a monastic system. No, system. So they are liberated from the need to express on the cosmic physical plane, just the way a human being can at a certain time refuse association with the cosmic physical plane when he is an initiate of the ninth degree. But you know, it's pretty clear that even though a human being can refuse association with the cosmic physical plane, that could be a temporary refusal, because orders of lives which are much higher than the human seem to be back for association with the cosmic physical plane, perhaps in a sacrificial manner. So where intelligence and manners were the goal, and you know, as I've said, the number five is the number of manas, and there are five of these liberated creative hierarchies. The five liberated hierarchies are in their total, the sum total of manas, but we can't say, you know, in a universal sense. I would say as it affects our solar system. And we, I have an idea. I just wonder, do they have their monads on the monadic level of the cosmic mental plane? This is a question, of course, really beyond me to answer, but the association comes to me that if the solar angels have been to Sirius and their monad has been liberated on the cosmic astral plane in order to make their way to Sirius, and the solar angels are among the manifested creative hierarchies, and so the solar angels may have monads on the monadic level of the cosmic astral plane, do these liberated hierarchies that are connected with manas and are on the manifesting on the cosmic astral plane now actually have their monads on the cosmic mental plane second level, which would be, interestingly, where the causal bodies of, in my theory, the causal bodies of the planet, of the sacred planetary logoi would have their focus, and Earth is not one. It is the hierarchy which is fifth, which is the fifth, it is the hierarchy which is the fifth order, fifth in order, and which we are told is in process of achieving liberation, or taking its fourth initiation, which is the cause of certain phenomena upon our planet which has merited our planet being called the Star of Suffering, you know. And of course, I remember him talking, you may remember, he spoke of Gemini and Venus in terms of the suffering upon our planet, especially the suffering of humanity. But this is different, you know. This is he's now, in the same breath, he's kind of speaking of this almost liberated hierarchy, which is called well, it's not called anything. It's just called Veiling the Christ, and no name is given, assuming Neptune to be very important and relating to the mass life. And you can wonder about mass life altogether, because maybe mass life is that which is found on the cosmic physical plane. It's on the verge of liberation, but it is active on the intellectual plane. The intellectual plane of the cosmic physical plane, or what? This particular creative hierarchy is being associated with suffering, and cancer also, with the mass of people and with incarnation, the suffering of incarnation, the suffering incident to having taken a body. But it is not yet where it seems to be. It's not yet upon the seventh level of the cosmic astral plane. It's actually on the first level of the cosmic physical plane. So he's talking about them almost in the same breath. And its sign is Cancer. And, you know, you kind of wonder about its the rulership of this Cancerian hierarchy, possibly by Neptune, and its relationship to the ruler of the divine flames, which could well be considered to be Vulcan. But from another point of view, the hierarchical rulers of Cancer and Leo are respectively Uranus, respectively Neptune and Uranus. So Neptune for the hierarchy above here, and Uranus for this creative hierarchy. We probably could find justifications for either one. There is a karmic link. Okay, so the Star of Suffering. Why is he talking about that now? The five liberated hierarchies, maybe because he's talking about the five liberated hierarchies connected with Manus. And they are connected with the five Kumaras, and let's say connected with five Manasic Kumaras. Now, these five Kumaras are like five Manasic planets, and that is something which is does have to be factored in somehow. So, do we literally have to think that these five Kumaras are literally five planetary logoi, and that somehow this somehow these creative hierarchies are really the aggregates of lives which constitute five Manasic planets? That is something we have to ponder very closely. Maybe not the planets themselves, but the aggregates within the particular planet who are the five Kumaras. I've never satisfactorily, to my own satisfaction, solved this question of why they are called the five Kumaras, because there are intraplanetary Kumaras, which are within every planet, and then there are the planetary Kumaras themselves. So the planetary Kumaras themselves are actually planetary logoi. And, you know, again, the question of whether these creative hierarchies that are liberated could actually be, well, you know, it really can't be, because they are collections. They are groups of monads, and they cannot each one represent a single monad of a single Kumara. So the groupings of planetary logoic monads, as all hierarchies, creative hierarchies, are that, would have to occur on a higher plane. Well, obviously, this is, you know, it's what is suggested. It's beyond our grasp. But it's like I said, you know, what we're trying to do here is create thought links which can possibly yield a constellation of realization. I like that. Okay, so what we are after, what we are after in these analyses are constellations of realization, or a constellation of realization, precipitating because of useful thought links. So anyway, our planet is the Star of Suffering. This is linked to the Moon, in a way, and to Cancer. Cancer is the ruler of this almost liberated hierarchy, and we're told that a great deal of the sexual misery on our planet is due to events that transpired on the Moon chain, and all kinds of frictions have to do with the termination of the evolution of those lives who inhabited the Moon chain and who had to be transferred eventually to the Earth chain. So the moon suffering, and the sign Cancer are all involved in relation to this hierarchy. There is a karmic link between the animal kingdom and the fifth creative hierarchy of the earlier system, which makes itself felt in man in the necessary, notice the word necessary, crucifixion, of the animal physical nature. It's the fourth sign. It's the fourth hierarchy. So we are dealing with the fourth creative hierarchy, and hence with the number four, the number of crucifixion. And we must remember that the moon itself is said to be associated with the fourth ray. Okay, so there's the crucifixion here of the animal physical nature along sex lines particularly. So the sacral center is involved. I think, you know, HBB said that humanity was not necessarily meant to have such pain in the bearing of its young, but this did result from human error. We must remember that the hierarchies work under the law of attraction. It is the law of the builders. Even the very first of the manifested creative hierarchies has a strong second ray component, hence related to form building. So they are working under the law of attraction, and they are gathering together the forms through which they are to express. So he diverged here. He went off a little bit for necessary reasons. I'm sure he went off instead of discussing the sixth or the first creative hierarchy, he began to talk about the five liberated hierarchies. It is literally the sixth, the one we're studying under Leo, for five have passed on, being the product of the earlier solar system. And I would say this, that planetary logoi are not the product of the earlier solar system, because they likely have been at their status a long time and were achieving personality expression in that previous system. So it seems like just as man, in a sense, arose in this solar system and some of man in the previous, so these great creative hierarchies that are liberated achieved an elevated status above that of the solar angel in the previous solar system, but in my view, below that of the actual planetary logoi, who have been operating as logoi for, I think, as long as our solar logos has had solar systems, which means this is his fifth incarnation, hence his fifth solar system. They've been evolving along with him. But these groups of monads, maybe they've been coming into expression at a lesser stage, and not that of the planetary logoi, and at a lesser stage, some of them emerging in the system before the previous and the system before the previous and so forth. And man, apparently, as we understand man, emerging in the previous solar system, but man as meaning the majority of human beings, emerged in this present solar system. So there was a kind of humanity in the previous solar system, but the great majority emerged in this solar system. We have no idea, you know, sometimes the term 100,000 is 100,000 million, So therefore, 100 billion is associated with the previous solar system. 200,000 million, or 200 billion, combining both Men and Davis in the present solar system, and 300 in the next solar system. So we will understand that they could not all have existed in the previous solar system. There is the systemic emergence of manifesting monads. The five liberated hierarchies are, in their totality, the sum total of Manus as regards our solar system, I believe. And it is the hierarchy which is the fifth in order, and we are told in the process of achieving final liberation. And I wanted to say it is still focused on the logoic plane of the cosmic physical plane, or taking its fourth initiation. How interesting that hierarchies and take their own type of initiation. Each creative hierarchy takes its own type of initiations in a series of initiations. We cannot imagine that the solar angelic group of initiations, how many are there? Are there nine? Is the same as the nine initiations which lie before man. Nor can we imagine that the initiations of the fourth creative hierarchy, well, it's really the fifth creative hierarchy of the unmanifested hierarchies, or almost unmanifested in this case, is taking initiations similar to those, or the same as those, of the lower types of hierarchies. I don't doubt for a minute that there will be hierarchies of planetary logoi and hierarchies of solar logoi, but on what levels will they be found? As far as I can see, while they may have some degree of manifestation on the plane, on the cosmic physical planes, their higher principles are going to be found altogether on different planes, and they should not be called. We cannot really find, I think, the aggregations of solar logoi, all as members of hierarchy number six, the Leo hierarchy, or aggregations of planetary logoi as aggregations manifesting on plane number seven, or really plane number two under Virgo. I don't find that likely. Okay, and suffering is directly connected, especially suffering along sex lines is directly connected with this fifth creative hierarchy, and it makes me think that perhaps when this fourth creative hierarchy is liberated, that type of suffering on our planet will be considerably reduced. It just comes to me that that's a possibility. Usually, the liberation of some greater life involves the elevation of some lesser life or some form of relief. The animal kingdom is here. There's a solar plexus connection. There's a Mars-Neptune connection here, I think. And it's the animal form, which is, see, when human beings have the consciousness, which is dictated by their form, they have mass consciousness. So I'm going to put that in. When human beings have the type of consciousness, which is dictated by their animal form, they have mass consciousness. Okay, in the fifth creative hierarchy of the earlier system, now this is kind of interesting because it's called not just the fifth creative hierarchy of this system, but the fifth of the earlier system. So perhaps it was low in that system. Well, the lowest was the lowest in that system, which was based upon the number five. But in the entire system, perhaps it managed to work its way up towards the cosmic astral plane, whither it is intending now. And there is a necessary crucifixion, I suppose, in order to induce some kind of detachment from the animal nature. We share the same kind of physical vehicle as the animal, and we have to detach from that, Cancer being a sign of attachment, and Leo, interestingly enough, being a sign of emergent identity, eventually divorced from the elemental nature. The Leo is the truer identity. Perhaps all of this suffering is contributing to that form of detachment from the physical animal nature. The hierarchies work under the law of attraction, and that is the law of the builders. So somehow they do have a connection with the strong second aspect of divinity. The first of the six hierarchy has for its type of energy the first aspect of the sixth type of cosmic electricity. So a cosmic electricity is Fohat, at least that's one way of looking at it, and the sixth type is numbered from the first of the creative hierarchies. So it doesn't always go exactly in line, but let's just say that, if we can make an example of it, that the first type of cosmic electricity would be associated with the first of these liberated hierarchies. Second cosmic electricity, third type, fourth type, fifth type, and finally coming down onto the cosmic physical plane, then we have the sixth type of cosmic electricity. But it is the first aspect of the sixth type. And you kind of wonder whether we'd have, for the next hierarchy, the second aspect of the seventh type. And wields special power, therefore, in conjunction with the lowest fire, or fire by friction, as it makes itself felt on the sixth plane. So here, by numerical resonance, we're going down to the astral plane, and we're recognizing that fire by friction is working out in all the physical body of the solar logos and also planetary logos, and it works out as a type of fire by friction on the astral plane, which is different from the type of fire by friction on the etheric physical and on the lower mental. There are 18 lower subplanes in which fire by friction is working out, and solar fire, generally speaking, begins on the higher mental subplane. These suns are called the burning suns of desire, and were suns of necessity. Now, one of the problems here is this name. It seems like a shared name. Of course, if they burn, Leo burns, the fiery Leo, sometimes associated with the fiery pain of the fixed cross, it burns, and that the fire, it's in the sea of fire, so burning in the sea of fire, and related to desire, and related to desire due to its being the sixth hierarchy, with associated with the sixth principle, or well, with the sixth, or let's say with the principle, with Kama, with Kama or desire, ruling the astral plane. All right, and we're sons of necessity. Now, interestingly enough, the term son of necessity is just what the solar logos is called. So again, we have that parallel, you know, making us wonder, are we really talking about solar logo here? But I don't think that this can be the case, even though the solar logos must manifest on the through a solar system and on the cosmic etheric physical plane. Now, the shared, the Burning Sons of Desire, we have to say this is a shared name, I think. And if we go here to, we go here and we find that this, unless this is just a mistake, I don't know. But we have here the second creative hierarchy of divine builders. The first is created with the life aspect, but all hierarchies have a building function, apparently. And the second group is called the Burning Sons of Desire, as you see. So this is a shared name with the second of the manifested creative hierarchies. And why this should be so, we don't yet know. And they were sons of necessity, meaning, what was the necessity? I'll just put a, make a general statement, that if desire is strong enough, manifestation will necessarily occur. So these are the, this is the first of the manifested group of creative hierarchies, and they emerge because of a very strong necessity, a very, very strong desire. They burned to know. Well, this is, you know, connection with the fifth ray. Let me just read it first. They burned to know. They rushed into the spheres. They are the longing of the father for the mother. And this gives them a devic function. Hence do they suffer, burn, and long through the sixth sphere of sense. And this is connecting them, them with the longings found on the astral plane. They are not cosmic astral beings. Cosmic beings of the cosmic astral plane. But they are endowed with the energy of longing, of reaching for union. So they burned to know the, what did they burn to know? About manifestation? About the mother? The burning comes from Leo, and knowledge, interestingly enough, you know, we have to remember that Leo is a fifth ray sign. They rushed into the spheres. Into what spheres did they rush? Perhaps rushed into the cosmic physical plane, the lower spheres, the lower cosmic spheres. They are the longing of the father for the mother. Where do you expect to encounter the mother? The mother is matter. Will be encountered on the cosmic physical plane. So they rushed into the cosmic physical plane. They seem to be seminal. They seem to be sperm-like in a way. They seem to be rushing after some sort of union with the egg or with the ovum. Hence do they suffer, burn, and long through the sixth sphere of sense. In other words, perhaps their effect, it seems their effect can be experienced in the longing desire of the astral plane, systemic astral plane, or at least their influence can be experienced there. Well, you know, as I say, there's so much we do not know about this great group of lives. The thing that I've been really trying to figure out is how high are they, and upon what plane will their monads be found? One of the possibilities here is that the monads of the lowest hierarchy, then of the lunar lords, then of the human hierarchy, are all found on the cosmic physical plane. The monads of the fifth creative hierarchy in its higher branch, I don't know yet what to say about the lower branch, and of the lesser builders, and divine flames may all be found perhaps on the cosmic astral plane, because they seem to be, these first two seem to be quite colored by the desire element as it might appear on the cosmic astral plane. This is a theory so far. Remember, there's a special sacrifice involved with the solar angels, and they are the fifth creative hierarchy. Now, here, so much is spoken about them which makes them seem low. And yet, when we read about the fifth creative hierarchy, we have nothing but exalted names. And that fifth creative hierarchy is here, and it's number 10. So maybe we should not be misled by the lower names. And then when we would get into the monads of the five liberated hierarchies, we might expect them to be found one plane above their level of focus, namely on the cosmic mental plane, probably on the second sublevel, and I would say thus associated with the causal bodies of the sacred planets. That's where I theorize those causal bodies to be found, with the non-sacreds on the third sublevel, as is the causal body of the Earth, and the solar logos and his three persons of the Trinity, those three logoi found on the first plane. They're causal bodies. Anyway, this is certainly theory, and as I say, what I'm attempting to do is to create these links that are looking for their configuration. let me just say that, you know, I am attempting to create thought links looking for their proper configuration. In other words, looking for truth, for the truth of things, as the intuition would reveal it. But first things first, you know, the shoemaker had to work with all the materials and lay them out, you know, the soles, the heels, the sides of the shoe, the eyelets, the laces, just leave them out, because he was too tired to do anything else, I guess. He went to sleep, and in the morning the shoe was created, because the higher powers, the powers of intuition, had constellated the materials that were not yet related. So here are a number of these thought links which are not yet constellated properly. So, okay, we have thought links not yet properly constellated, but in the morning, whenever that is, the intuition may constellate them, constellate them in the form of a revelation of truth, or of real patterns. Real, that which actually exists in the higher worlds, how energy is actually configured. All right, well, I'm going to say that this is the end of Cosmic Fire webinar commentaries, and this is 3A. We're not going to make a lot of progress on the pages here, Page 1197. Okay. And beginning of Cosmic Fire webinar commentaries 3B. 3B. That's the way we'll do it. And there's an A and there's a B. And this is, again, page 1197. All right.